Bike riding is a fun, healthy way to view a community, and it can be even more fun when it's combined with a delicious lunch and as a fundraiser for a worthy cause. On Saturday, 20th of April, Rutherglen Rotary will host the Vintage Ride, which will set off in the morning from the Rutherglen Convent, feature lunch and entertainment at Pfeiffer's Winery in Wagunya, and return to the convent mid-afternoon, encouraging riders to check out the many winery offerings of the region. One of the key organisers is local cycling guru Greg Griffiths from the Rutherglen Rotary Club. Greg, welcome to the airwaves of Indigo FM.
Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for this opportunity to have a chat about the ride.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome event. Do you want to just quickly run through some of the basics about who you're raising money for and start times, yeah, costs and that kind of thing?
Certainly. Well, there's been previous bike rides in Rutherglen, of course, and you know, back in the day, the local triathlon, and then the Tweed Ride was also on the program for a number of years. And this year, the Rotary Club has decided to take on the ride, broaden the horizon a little bit, so not just Tweed riders. So those riders are certainly welcome, but anyone is welcome on any type of bike, so e-bikes, kids, families, and the name of the ride, being called the Vintage Ride, may have confused some people thinking it's just for vintage bikes, but the vintage is more to do as a play on words with the Rutherglen Wine Vintage, which is, you know, obviously we have a vintage each year, so yep. I thought that was appropriate to have that type of name, you know, although we will have vintage bikes and a vintage bike display, the ride is open for any type of rider and any type of bike. And you mentioned the fundraising. We'll raise funds for the Motor Neurone Disease Victoria, so for research into MND, and we'll split the profits with the CFA, so the local Country Fire Authority Brigade will also benefit from any funds we raise on the day. Main fundraising effort, there'll be small profit hopefully from the ride itself, but we're selling raffle tickets for a number of quite valuable prizes. So we're anticipating selling quite a few tickets and making the bulk of the funds for the MND and the CFA from the raffle.
So the start time, it's sort of just any time after 10 a.m. Was that correct from the Rutherglen Convent?
So we'll gather at the convent, I'd say, from any time after 9. But if people are coming from out of town and arrive in town at 10, the main thing is that they arrive at Pfeiffer's sometime between 12 and 3. So the barbecue lunch is the timed part, where we'll have Pat Russell, our famous local musician, playing some tunes during lunch.
Yep.
So the departure time is at your leisure, but after 10 o'clock, and make your way to Pfeiffer's, either directly down the cycle trail to Wagunya or via any of the other roads and visiting other wineries if you wish on the way. Arrive at Pfeiffer's, there'll be a vintage bike display there. The Rotary Club will produce their famous barbecue that has served many local events, and as I said, Pat Russell. So there will be a bike display, barbecue lunch, and lovely music in the beautiful surrounds of Pfeiffer's. And then after lunch, which the barbecue will wrap up around 3 o'clock, people can make their way back to the convent where we'll have the raffle will be drawn. Yep. There will be food and drink provided, so everyone that participates will receive a post-ride snack as well as a free drink of beverage of their choice, be it beer, wine or soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're welcome to stay and celebrate the day with new friends, or they celebrate the winning of the raffle or whatever the reason may be. Certainly quite a few hours of enjoyment with bikes, food and wine and like-minded people.
Yeah, fabulous. That sounds great. So what's the cost and how do people go about registering?
Okay, we have two price options. The first is $40 for adults. The option is $20, which is for children, or for those people who don't wish to participate in the ride and just want to go to Pfeiffer's and enjoy lunch in the surroundings there and listen to the music and view the vintage bike display, that's $20. So there's two options, $40 or $20.
Okay.
It's $40 for adults, which at the start you'll receive a wristband to allow you into lunch. You'll receive a gift pack, which will have like a gift, a goodie bag type thing.
Yep.
The ride, a ride map, quickest of the region to show you how to get to Fivers if you don't take the most direct route. You'll receive lunch, and then, as I mentioned, the food and beverage back at the convent after the ride. So that's all inclusive for $40.
Yeah, fabulous. For great children. Value.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the main reasons we tried to keep the cost as low as possible, just to cover our cost basically, so that it would encourage a greater number of people to come, hopefully, and also encourage people perhaps to buy two lots of raffle tickets instead of one, or, you know, that type of thing, because they haven't spent a lot on the ride. They might feel inclined to purchase more raffle tickets. So, so hopefully we'll make make some good money for the two charities.
Yep. Now, did I read somewhere that there's also going to be a bike display at the convent as well?
They have a brewery room. There will be a bike display of approximately 30 Pinarello bicycles, which is a very famous Italian brand that's won the Tour de France, I think, in excess of a dozen times. So there'll be 30-odd Pinarellos in there, and one of the main prizes in the raffle is also a Pinarello bicycle, but a brand-new one, not a used one. So one of the prizes, we've tried to tie in that Pinarello display with the raffle as well. So we'll have a big display there, and then a similar number of bicycles at Fifers, where we'll have older bikes, a bone shaker from well before last century, penny farthings, and, you know, various other older bikes.
Yeah, great. These Pinarellos, any of them, you don't have a private collection or anything, do you? Because you've got quite a background that's quite fascinating.
Yes, got a couple of Pinarellos myself, but in a previous
but not 30.
No.
I was a bit worried for a while there.
I used to, in a previous life, worked in the bicycle industry, and I used to sell Pinarellos myself, but a number of my clients who became friends over the years bringing their bikes, so we'll have quite a collection of bikes there of males and females, and some quite new, as in the last couple of years, and some that are 20 or 30 or 40 years old. So there'll be a good collection of bikes there.
Yeah, okay.
So for pre-ride or after the ride, you know, that's another attraction that if any people are interested in those type of bikes or just want to see something a little bit different, they'll be there.
No worries. Now, I know you're a very modest person, and this isn't about you at all, because, you know, it's mainly about the ride, of course, but I can't let you go without sharing some of your experiences. Like, you've been filling the role of an official at many international bike races for a long time, and it includes being a tour guide for, I think, a decade or more at the Tour de France. Like, how did those kind of opportunities arise? Was it just because you were in the industry and an enthusiast and that kind of thing?
I guess I started cycling myself as a competitive cyclist in, seems a long time ago now, but 1971, so giving away my age a little, I guess. But
you must have started when you were about 5 or 6 years old. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah, not quite. But so I raced until around the year 2000. As I was getting towards the end of my racing days, decided to become an official.
Yep.
So I started off at, you know, club level and state level and national level. Then 2004, I became an international, in the words, commissaire, international commissaire. So since 2004, I've officiated at events all around the world, still do that to this day. And as well, as you mentioned, I've worked at the Tour de France for around 10 or 11 years as a tour guide. So tour companies would take, well, mainly Australian, but tourists to France, and I would work as a guide cycling with the clients, showing them France, making sure they didn't get lost, and explaining the intricacies of the race, and generally ensuring that they had a good time. So that was my July for about 10 years. So it certainly beat, at the time I was living in Melbourne, and a Melbourne winter, July particularly, is not that pleasant, and France was sensational. So it was a very good experience.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that. So let's recap again on the event. It's Saturday, 20th of April, departing Rutherglen Convent, any time from 10 a.m. onwards. Lunch at Fifers. You choose your own route to and from the convent to Fifers. It's not a race. I think that's important, isn't it?
That is the idea of the day, is that people firstly remain safe, but also that they enjoy the surrounds. Later in the month, I've noticed today that some of the vines are starting to change with the autumn season, so it should be, you know, quite pleasant viewing along the various ways to get out to Fifers and back. So hopefully people can just take in the serenity and and enjoy the beautiful region that we're fortunate enough to live in.
Yep, and it's a fundraiser for MND. There'll be bike displays at Fifers as well as the Pinarellos at the Convent, and all bikes are eligible, from penny farthings to electric bikes.
That's it.
Yeah, cool. All right.
We'll have a penny farthing on display. I'm not sure if we'll have any on the road, but if someone has one, they're more than welcome to come along.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks very much, Greg, for your time and chatting to us here at Indigo FM. Now, do you have a song you'd like us to play?
Well, I've just come back from a short cycling holiday with two old friends of mine who also began cycling around 1971, and we've remained friends since. So I thought an appropriate song would be by Richard Clapton, The Best Years of Our Lives. I think all of us have had years that we perhaps thought of better than others, but once you're away with friends having cycling, you realise that currently is the best years of our lives. So I think it's a nice song to finish up on.
How it was back then.